now. Sports Day for Kia. Kia's end of financial year deals on now. And OTR, making life easy.
Welcome to Sports Day with Kane Corns and Malcolm Blight with you for the next hour. Blight, he's back. He's landed in Adelaide off a busy night. The AFL Hall of Fame saw more inductees. What a great night it was as Kevin Sheedy was elevated to legend status. Also inducted into the Hall of Fame, Geelong legend Matthew Scarlett, Melbourne's David Neates, well, Terry Wallace, more famous for his time at Hawthorn, Wayne Johnson, the Dominator, and Mel Winnan, who I must admit I didn't know a lot about. Blighty, you're back. Was it a great night as always?
Well, it is, Kane. It's an honour, mainly for the players involved and their families. You know, that's the part of it. If you want to go down there. And I found some of the stories interesting. You know, I knew all of them, including Mel Winnan. I played state footy against him, a beautiful player, lovely player. In fact, sometimes you think, how come they haven't got him before? You know,
yeah,
it's just when you see some of the records, it is an amazing. The other guy from Barton, from WA, I didn't know him, it was well before my time, but he's kicked over 1,000 goals, and the medal over there is named after him for the leading goal kicker. So it was one of those you thought, well, where's he been?
I know. I must admit, I thought the same about Terry Wallace. You think, well, I just thought he would have been in it, and then you look at his record, the premierships, and the best and fairest, and all of that, and Wayne Johnson's probably the same with four flags. I mean,
he's a super player.
Not too many with four
flags. Jono was a great player.
Yeah, so
you get a bit of a surprise, don't you? So that there must be a queue, and because it only started in '96, you know, there's been a backup, I think they're trying to get through a log, but they've made it only six maximum. And one legend every 10% of Hall of Fame members.
So there is 28 legends now, you were just telling me off air. So, yeah, special night as well. You can have your say on any of that. Our number, 1300 320 154. And who's next? No South Australians inducted last night, Blighty. So the likes of Gary McIntosh and Chris McDermott and players like this still just waiting their time. And as you say, the backlog continues, especially here in South Australia.
Yeah, well, it does. And I guess last year we had John Halbert, Simon Goodwin, and perhaps myself. So we had a fair chunk in Adelaide last year. Bit of Western Australian turns last night, which I thought was fair enough.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, the other story doing the rounds today is Sam Edmund, who does some work on SEN. He's also a journalist for the Herald Sun. Has the latest update on Rory Sloane, including a new club interested in the Star Crows on baller. Here is Sam speaking on Gary and Tim this morning on SEN.
Rory Sloane linked to big Victorian clubs, one in particular being Hawthorn, who, despite landing some big fish in recent years, are not immune from these discussions.
Rory Sloane has been linked to Hawthorn.
Correct.
He's not the sort of player the Hawks would want, is he?
You wouldn't have thought so, but...
Well, we talked about this yesterday. They do need some more midfield talent.
They need fast midfield talent.
Yeah, he's quick.
Rory Sloane.
Well, you'd have Rory Sloane in your team, wouldn't you?
Oh, every day of the week, but I'd also want to have a look at my mix. They need outside brilliance.
He can do both, though.
It's what happens when you are out of contract. You get linked to a number of clubs. Now, Don Pike spoke today at his weekly press conference, the Crows coach, and he said, well, they're still pretty confident that they can get a deal done for Rory and also Tom Lynch.
And I look at it in a simple fact. We've got two players that we want to keep, two players want to be at the footy club, and we're working towards finalising suitable arrangements for both of them. And, you know, when there's something to announce or something to inform you on, we'll let you know.
So pretty confident both will be staying at Westlakes?
That's the aim.
Pretty confident, he says, although, Blighty, I'll take you back to 2017 when he said this about Jake Lever. Jake wants to be at the footy club. We want Jake to be at the footy club. We negotiate the appropriate deal and hopefully get that done soon. So,
yeah, look,
there's history.
I'm fascinated with that one, Sloane. I don't know where these stories start from, and it could be a manager, it could be someone flying a kite, who knows. But they've got Tom Mitchell, Jager O'Meara, Isaac Smith, Liam Shields, Langford and Impey through their midfield now. To put another midfielder in there, I'm not sure that's their massive problem, is it?
Well, I sort of disagree a little bit. I think they've been too reliant on Tom Mitchell. So if Sloane goes in there and can help Mitchell in terms of the contested ball stuff, I mean, Shields is a good battler, but he's not at the level of Mitchell and Sloane. Smith gives you outside speed and class. Impey's a forward, come a little bit of time in the midfield. So I actually think it's
another
okay.
You reckon another one?
I think the more midfielders you've got, the better, because they can always go forward as well. So I actually think he works at Hawthorn. But, of course, you can have your say. 1300 320 154. Huge show coming up. Ken Hinckley for DW Fox Tucker Lawyers. They've got a massive month coming up. Kenny will tell us about that. The Great Debate, beat the boys for your chance to win those tickets to this year's Melbourne Cup, flights, accommodation, all included. Someone taking on Malcolm Blight in footy tipping because he won again last week. Kia Zenda Financial Year deals with amazing value and a 7-year warranty across the range. Massive show coming up. Welcome back to Sports Day. If you'd like to get involved, 1300 320 154 is the number. Lines available if you want to have your say on any sporting topic, including who should be the next South Australian inducted into the Hall of Fame after no one from South Australia was inducted last night. Time now for Ken Hinckley, the coach of Port Adelaide. All thanks to DW Fox Tucker Lawyers. They are the family law specialist. Kenny, welcome.
Thanks, Kay.
How was the break?
Yeah, pretty short. Seemed like it disappeared in a hurry.
What was the schedule? No doubt you gave some players some time off midweek. Did you regroup again on the weekend to have a solid hit out?
Yeah, we got back together last Friday and we had a bit of a run around Friday and then we went again Saturday. Got the boys going, as you'd be aware, got them going early Friday, just moving around a bit. And then Saturday we trained pretty seriously and we're back again today. Sorry, Monday.
You must be wrapped with, touch wood, the shape of your squad. Sam McKenzie has done a soft tissue injury, will miss a couple of weeks. But apart from that, you're pretty healthy.
Yeah, well, look, we're not too bad. We've got a couple of long-termers, which are pretty significant for us. And, you know, obviously with Hammer, he's missing for 12 months. And we've got Brogsy, who's basically been out for 12 months as well, Matty Broadbent. So there's a couple there, and Will and Drew's another who's, you know, we thought pretty promising up-and-coming young player who's now also out for the season. So we've got three long-termers, and, you know, we've got a handful of other little bits and pieces. I think we've got this week, we've had a medical meeting today, I think we've got seven unavailable.
Paddy Ryder spoke during the week just about the fact that he'll be dealing with this Achilles throughout the year and managing the pain and his training loads. At some point, will you need to give him a rest?
I don't think so. I think that's the key, is that we manage it really well. Paddy's actually had Achilles issues almost from the time he's been with us. You know, I think last year he had a pretty interrupted year, but still managed his Achilles. The year before, I think it was the year before, or his first year, he had Achilles issues where he missed about five or six games as well. So he's always got an ongoing Achilles. It's just because of the unique player that he is. He's such a you know powerful spring type player who jumps a lot, and you know he certainly loads up his Achilles. I think the key to Paddy is, as we were this year, really cautious. As soon as he had any signs of it, we shut it down and we got him back in pretty good shape. Now, if he rates his pain, he'll always rate his pain 1 to 10, and he'd say now he runs around 1 or 2, so it's not significant.
Good news. Now, you are taking on Hawthorn in Tassie, where they really lose, Kenny. They're a much better side in Tassie than they are in other places of Australia. What concerns you about them? They've lost their last three, so they haven't been in ripping form, but as I said, tough to beat down there.
Yeah, look, I went and watched them on Sunday in Melbourne and they played really well against the West Coast, who were no doubt the form side of the competition, you know, and they pushed them all the way. With a little bit of luck, they probably could have won that game of football. So we understand the size of the challenge that we've got in front of us. Combine that with, as you said, their form down in Tasmania, they're a significantly tougher challenge. And we know if we're not at absolutely 100% best, you know, we'll be into a bit of trouble.
Their forward line's functioning well with Bruce and obviously Gunston. Roughhead's had his moments. And is that their biggest strength or what impresses you about them specifically?
I think they're pretty even, Kane, to be fair. I mean, their midfield's obviously very elite when you consider the likes of Mitchell, O'Meara, Shields in amongst there. And then they bring in, you know, they've been playing Jars through the middle. They're playing, Bruce at times, Ruffy at times. So they've got, and then they've got Smith out in the wings, Henderson. They're a pretty good side all over the park. So, you know, if you take your eye off in one area, they'll probably get you in another. So we've just got to make sure we're pretty solid all the way.
Mitchell, I'm assuming you need to put someone on him, Kenny, because I think it drops off a little bit. You won't talk them down. But after Mitchell, if you can shut him out, then there's not much after him, probably apart from Smith. Is it a job for Brad Ebert and his experience this week?
Yeah, we've certainly had that conversation. Michael, myself and the other coaches, we've talked about the challenges of trying to restrict a player like Tommy. You know, and Michael's conversation is, well, we could probably bring him back from 40 to 30, but we're not going to bring him back from 40 to 20. Yeah. You know, he's that type of player, Kane. He just finds the ball. And, you know, so you've got to consider your options and what you want to do. And is restricting one of yours in that way too great a challenge for us to deal with? Or is it just, you know, the fact is that Tom Mitchell's such a good player. Look, he'll get some attention. It's just a matter of how tightly we put on that attention.
Kenny, it's going to be an absolute ripper. Good luck. It's exciting. We wish you well.
Good on you, mate. Thanks. Talk
There's
soon.
The Port Adelaide coach, Ken Hinckley, joining us every fortnight for Port Adelaide partner DW Fox Tucker Lawyers. They are the business, employment, family law specialists, where I can tell you every client matters. 1300 320 154 Port fans, have your say. How confident are you? It's Hawthorn this week. Then there is Richmond next Friday night, Bulldogs Friday night, and then Melbourne Friday night also. So some ripping timetables for Port Adelaide coming up in the next month, but a tough ask. This is Sports Day for an offer that goes on and on. Switch to Lumo Energy and download and register with the OTR app, and your first C coffee is on us. Speaking of which, let's go to a C coffee break.
Sports Day for OTR. Download the OTR app today. And Lumo Energy, for an offer that goes on and on. Switch to Lumo Energy today.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Kane Corns and Malcolm Blight. Would love your involvement in the program. Don't forget, very shortly, Beat the Boys for your chance to win those tickets to this year's Melbourne Cup. What a prize that is. And we'll be giving, well, you'll be going in the running, someone tonight, if you're good enough, to win that magnificent prize. 1300 320 154. Download the OTR app today. Been Wednesday, time to get into The Great Debate.
The Great Debate for Kubota diesel generators for serious backup power.
Kubota diesel generators for serious backup power. Just been having the debate in the ad break about the South Australians in the Hall of Fame, and there was none last night, but Blighty rightly pointed out that we had a pretty good run last year.
Yeah, we had John Halbert, Simon Goodwin, and perhaps even myself got a little leg up onto this podium.
Yep, so they looked after the West Aussies last night, a couple there as well. So who is the next players to go in as a legend? Now, you just made an excellent point about one South Australian who has a magnificent record.
Yeah, Johnny Platten. I think Russell Ebert is always in the conversation because of his record. But John Platten's record's very, very good as well. He's, four-time premiership player. He's won a McGarry, Brownlow, All-Australian number of times, best and fairest.
Yeah.
He's a super player. At some stage, I reckon he will be in the discussions.
Didn't Hawthorne have some great players?
Oh, they did.
Like, we were talking about Terry Wallace last night, but clearly Lee Matthews already a legend. You're thinking Jason Dunstall is not far away from being a legend.
He's got to be very close.
Yeah, just some good players. Dipper, Brereton, all these types of players that they had through that magnificent 80s era. So Platten, I don't think there'd be any arguments if he was a legend at some stage. Russell Ebert, I probably think, has to be next from the South Aussies. Kubota diesel generators provide reliable, constant backup power that you need when you need it. Also, right now, who's playing for Port Adelaide and the Crows? I've got one from each that automatic inclusions just into the Hall of Fame. Blighty, you're the Crows, man. So right now, at the Crows, who is playing that you think is a lock for the AFL Hall of Fame?
Yeah, good question. This is my honest opinion. I don't think anyone right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a few that need another 3 or 4 years, like someone like Sloan.
Yep.
He won another couple of, best and fairest. Mummy played the premiership side, played 300 games. He's capable of doing that, we think. He would certainly be one. Mm. At the moment, maybe Eddie Betts.
He's the one for me.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Look, I think he'll get to 300 games quite comfortably.
Yeah.
And when you look, he probably needs a premiership, maybe just to make it an absolute lock. But a lot of games, a lot of goals, and I think he'll be the next one. For Port Adelaide, a premiership's clearly going to help. But Robbie Gray, with his three best and fairest, he'll probably win another one this year. He's got three All-Australians. He's won an AFL Coaches Award, which is a good award to win. So, he's closing in on 200 games. I think he's good enough to also be.
Yeah, the other thing, you've got to be out 5 years now. When that first started, it was three. So the thing, one I saw was Scarlett, Matthew Scarlett, straight in after five years. What a player.
No doubt. No arguments there whatsoever. Yeah. Have your say on that. 1300 320 154. In fact, call now and be the first caller through to take on Malcolm Blight for this amazing prize. It is tickets to the 2018 Melbourne Cup, flights, accommodation. If you can beat Blighty, all you have to do it is beat him by one in footy tips. So that number, 1300 320 154. Jump on the phone quickly because you won't have long to take on Malcolm Blight for Beat the Boys. We'll do that on the other side of this C coffee break. Welcome back to Sports Day with Kane Corns and Malcolm Blight. Our number, 1300 320 154. Lines available. Jump on the phone if you want to have your say on any sporting topic, including the latest reports that Hawthorn are the club most interested, along with a couple of others, in Rory Sloan. So we'll wait and see how that one plays out. It is concerning, though, Blighty, that he hasn't signed. It's what are we into? Round 11?
11, yeah, halfway through the year. I reckon you know now, don't you?
I would have thought.
I reckon the bartering would have gone on. The Crows would have presented something to him. I'd suggest even off-season, but let's say the start of the year. Tick-tack, backwards and forwards, tick-tock, tick-tock, oops.
Yeah, I reckon round 13 when they have the bye, if we don't have an update, a significant one, then could be a bit of trouble for the Crows and Rory Sloane. But you can have your say on that. Are you confident? 1300 320 154. You can download the OTR app today. Time now for Beat the Boys with IGA's low prices every day. You won't pay more to shop local IGA supermarkets. Last week, Rick in Port Pirie tied with Blighty. You must beat him by one. So he's going to continue today. And right now, we're just having a few issues with the phone. So Blighty, we're just going to get your tips for this weekend. Friday is another fizzer. With Sydney taking on
Sydney.
Saturday, Bulldogs against the Red Hot Melbourne Footy Club. They've won 18 quarters in a row, Melbourne, which is nearly a record. If they do it again, win all four this week, it will be an AFL-VFL record.
So, mate, I can't believe that stat.
It's amazing. So they win, don't they?
They win.
Yep. Hawthorn and Port Adelaide. Interesting. I'm nervous about this one.
This is one of the very few times I'm actually going to tip against Port Adelaide, which means they'll probably win because of all the 50-50s I seem to lose. But just down there, the Hawks just seem to do it better, don't they?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to tip Hawthorn as well. Unfortunately, Gold Coast and Geelong. Gold Coast first game at Metricon, but Geelong too strong?
Too strong.
Yeah, I would have thought. Now, this one's interesting also. Dreamtime at the G. Essendon have won their last two. Richmond, a couple of injuries, and Jack Riewoldt under a bit of a cloud. Which way do you
see this? I still go Richmond. I can't get Essendon. They're the gay deceivers with me.
Yep. West Coast and St Kilda in Perth.
Yeah, West Coast.
West Coast by how much? North Melbourne and Brisbane in Melbourne.
Nah, North Melbourne in good form.
Collingwood also in Melbourne against Fremantle, who are just off the boil.
Yeah, they're no good at the moment.
And I reckon I've tipped GWS every week this year, and
so have I.
They've let me down, so I'm not going to do it again this week. Adelaide for you?
Yeah.
And Adelaide.
I think we've gone over the same, haven't we?
Oh, Adelaide for me. I'm going to tip Essendon.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Dream
okay.
Time at the G. That was Beat the Boys, IJ Supermarkets, where you can still find your favourite brands. Write the number down, 1300 320 154, if you want to take on one of us next week and go in the running to win that amazing prize, this year's tickets to the Melbourne Cup flights and accommodation. Heaps more still to come on Sports Day, including a tip at the Thoroughbred races with our Thoroughbred expert, Arlen Kasler. He joins us next. Welcome back to Sports Day with Kane Corns and Malcolm Blight. Time now to get to our Thoroughbred expert, all thanks to Thoroughbred Racing SA. There's nothing like a day at the races. Arlen Kasler is his name. Arlen, good afternoon to you.
Good evening, Kane, Malcolm. How are you guys?
How's your week been?
It's been good. It's been busy. Never stops in racing. It was a good weekend. And we got at Hawker last weekend, which was a fantastic race. Made about 1,000 people out there in the small country town of Hawker. And it was a ripping day.
Hey, I like Shapiro, a winner from last week, $1.80. Now, the other one, no good, so I was just a fraction down, but I like the fact you got a winner. Winners are good.
Winners are good, you're correct. Unfortunately, Lady Acribilli had no chance, but Shopero was very, very good and definitely put that in your black book. Blighty, I think, will be one to follow. But hopefully I can keep the winner train rolling and tip a couple this weekend too.
Okay, I am now listening with all ears.
Right, write these ones down. We've got the best is race 2, number 6, Foul Call. Ran third as a race favourite in a 1,200-metre sprint at Morpheville on Derby Day. Just went down to a couple of talented horses there, but ran out of puff. It was first up for Will Clarkin. This horse is going to drop back to 1,000 metres on Saturday. I think that will suit it better and should be a bit fitter as well. So Jamie Carr on board, who just notched up a 131st winner for the season this year. She
amazing.
Is absolutely flying. She also goes at 50% strike weight when she rides for Will Clarkin. So Foul Cool will be my best for Saturday. And the value bet is race 3, number 5, Cabini. She's a 3-year-old filly who's been in my black book for a while. She's been a bit unlucky this preparation, and I think this race on Saturday looks a lot easier for her up against her own age group, which is really good. And she's going to get in really nicely with the weights, and Crystal Bishop rides her pretty well. So a nice each-way bet there, race 3, number 5, Cabini.
Well, I love it when you pick them in the early races, mate. I got a pocket full of money after they win for the, for the last four or five races.
Exactly. Build a bank early and then, you know, really, really go on from there.
Good stuff, Arlen. As always, we'll chat to you next week.
See you, boys.
You can find the next regional race day at theracessa.com.au. There is nothing like a day at the races. As we've been speaking about all night tonight, last night was the AFL Hall of Fame night, where a new legend was elevated. Kevin Sheedy is his name. What a man. What a massive achievement it was. So let's go to the break with a little bit of Kevin Sheedy from last night's AFL Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a dream of the kid, and we should dream. I believe in it anyway. But to think it could come true is another difficult story. I mean, but when you fall in love with something like a game or art or music, it can happen, you know. And I remember speaking to Jessica Watson a year ago. She dreamt that she would sail around the world when she was 11. And she did. So we should never stop people from dreaming.
Yeah, it was. And so now we played Sydney Swans that day as a 15-year-old, and a lot of the older kids were wondering what the hell are they doing playing this young boy, really, in our team. So, but I came off the wing first game, and the ball was there, and Sydney, it was the Sydney captain at the time, was at the other side of the ball. And I'm on the AFL tribunal, so I'd be a little careful with this. I think it was pretty legal. I think Chriso had nothing to concern himself with, but he did end up on a stretcher on the way home. And instantaneously, the under-19 boys, the bigger boys, said, I think this kid goes okay. So it was a good way to win respect.
That was another inductee into the AFL Hall of Fame last night. David Neitz is the game's record holder. He's also the goals record holder at the Melbourne Footy Club as well. So
he's a good player.
Amazing they've only had one 300-game player and they're the oldest club.
Yeah, I know. I really liked him. He could play anywhere. Yeah. He seriously could play any position on the ground.
Good stuff. Time now for our Sandfill update. Quality wool, quality livestock, maximising returns to producers. The ladder is interesting. I wouldn't have picked this at the start of the year, Blighty. North Adelaide on top.
No. The thing I've been interested in, the Eagles and Sturt sitting second and third, of course, played in the grand final last week. And I spent a bit of time with their coaches this week.
Are they happy with how things are going?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were pretty happy where they were going. I suppose, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, obviously, is prime spot, and Norwood sitting in fourth.
And interestingly also, Port Adelaide and Adelaide, both the AFL clubs, well, Adelaide are winless, and Port Adelaide sit in ninth after suffering their third greatest defeat ever at the Alberton Oval last week. So both the AFL clubs struggling. Blighty also just saw free kicks report is out today on who gives away the most free kicks and who gets them. Well, Jenkins for Adelaide is both. He's had the most free kicks for and he's had the most free kicks against. For Port Adelaide, Justin Westhoff, the umpires love him. He's had 15 free kicks for this year. Most against is Riley Bonner. Massive weekend coming up tomorrow night. It is teams night. We'll bring you the teams live here on Sports Day. You don't want to miss that. See you tomorrow night.